The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Because of a legal snafu, today the role of Eric will be played by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
And the role of Sonia Sotomayor will be played by the late Minnie Pearl. And now your host,
Mr. Lumpy Jingle Pants.
Take it away, Lumpy.
I was with Todd until the Lumpy Jingle Pants.
Yeah, but that whole Supreme Court thing, I hope this is not going to be another controversy.
No. Oh. No, there's nothing controversial about this program, Albin. Oh. You and I were dedicated to please everybody at all times. That's why it's the show about everything.
God bless America.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Hey, today's a big day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Today, my book just launched today.
Dun,
folks,
dun,
it's dun, launching.
Dun, 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 dun,
I love the idea of the launch. It's like...
And I mentioned this, too. People are going to remember where they were when the moon landed, you know, the first steps on the moon. They're going to remember when Eric launched Donald Drains the Swamp.
It's that level of historic.
It is.
It's kind of like gigantic letters on the, you know, in a newspaper, like so gigantic that you say, save that paper.
Yes.
Yeah. Today's that day.
Today's
day. Donald Drains the Swamp launched today, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to tell your grandchildren, oh, I remember. I was alive back then.
T-minus.
That's right. That's exactly
and
right. It's the next. So Donald Drains the Swamp is the book, is the new book. Maybe we should write one, you know, Donald Builds the Wall.
Okay.
Donald Goes to Space. I don't know. It's a whole series.
Donald
it's called,
could
it's,
do anything.
It's a Donald the Caveman book. It's a series, Donald the Caveman. And, of course, caveman's a good thing. So today's the day. Last night we had our fun live signing. How much fun was that?
Oh, always a good time.
Come on. That's
always.
Seriously. Like, that's a blast. Yeah. I think you can can you watch
I got time and a half because I worked overtime.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, by the way,
I could buy more books.
If you listened to the program yesterday, you heard me interview the comedian. He's brilliant, Michael Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have part two with him in a couple of minutes because mm-hmm. I said he's so good. I want to just keep talking. So we're going to play that in a couple of minutes. Michael Jr. Hour two, the great David Limbaugh.
Limbaugh.
He's the brother of Russ Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard of Russ Limbaugh.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
by the way, I got Michael Jr. to laugh. He got you to sign a book, the Miracles book,
yeah.
And he said, "I'm going to sell this on eBay." And he laughed. And I said, "You know what? Oddly enough, you can get more money on eBay if it's not signed."
Yeah.
By Eric.
So people have said that many times. I no longer laugh at that. Although technically, it's funny.
Okay.
Hey. Somebody tweeted the other day on Twitter, you know, copied me and said that get Eric Metaxas' Miracles book, signed copy of Miracles book on eBay. And I clicked on it. It takes you to eBay. And he was selling a signed copy of my Miracles book.
He was.
And I thought this guy's like marketing on Twitter, you know, to.
He really
it's just
was.
Hilarious.
I,
yeah.
I told
or whatever.
Him it was,
whatever.
You could get more without a signed.
Okay. We've got a lot to talk about. Now, the fact that my book is launching today. It really is important to me. So I'm very excited about it. And I want to remind folks, if you're thinking of getting a copy or copies for Christmas or whatever, if you buy them the week that it comes out, which is to say today or tomorrow, it goes to the first week of the when they put together the bestseller lists. So I always say to friends, do me a favor. If you're going to buy the book,
yeah.
Buy it now
yeah.
Because it goes – the first week is the best option for us to get on the bestseller list. So I just want to say that yeah. It's important to me if you're thinking of buying it that you would buy it this week. And, of course, you get the first edition, the first printing. I actually think this is going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are going to – I think next Halloween – kids are going to go out dressed as Donald the Caveman.
That could be.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, there's going to be Donald the Caveman lunchboxes.
There's going to be pillows. We know that.
MyPillow, yes, which is our friend Mike Lindell, they're creating, they're sending us their, you know, whatever. And at the end of the book, Donald the Caveman book, the Donald Drains the Swamp book, he basically says, they say to him, hey, we want you to be our new king. And he goes, no, it's kind of like George Washington. He says, no, I don't want to be your king. You're free now. You're a free people. And a free people, you don't have a king. A king tells people what to do and they have to do it. But a free people tells the leaders what to do and the leaders have to do it. And they, yes, say to him, oh, you mean like a president? He goes, yeah. And if that's what you're looking for, I'm your caveman.
Yeah.
And so he says, I'm your caveman. So we're making pillows that say, he's my caveman. Mm. And it's got Donald the caveman on there. So Mike Lindell and MyPillow is going to be making these available. It's right. It's hilarious. I mean, just the fact that we've got merchandise.
Yeah.
And we're having dolls made up. I still haven't seen. I'm supposed to see it today, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm supposed
cool.
to see
okay.
it today.
Well, everybody do Eric a solid and get some books and keep this thing rolling.
Well, I do. If it hits the bestseller list, obviously, that would be tremendous. But I don't even know what category they're going to put it in. Like, I guess just humor books. I don't know. Because it looks like a children's book. So maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to forget to mention, speaking of America.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something with the Alliance Defending Freedom. A lot of people know that religious liberty is under attack in America. Every time you turn around, somebody's being challenged for their faith. And it's really an odd thing, because the less people are aware of what the Constitution actually says and aware of what our laws actually say with regard to religious liberty, the more they're inclined to say, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. And by the way, you then give – it's kind of like showing fear to a wild animal, you know, and that you embolden them. You have to fight for what is right. Religious liberty is a key thing. So Alliance Defending Freedom, they're the premier organization in the United States that fights for religious liberty. So if you have a you're being attacked at your job, we had on Kelvin Cochran. He was the fire chief in Atlanta. Incredible human being, African American hero. I mean, this guy was attacked,
terrific,
you know, early on in his career, racism, whatever. So he rises to become, you know, American success story, whatever. He writes a small book for a men's Bible study and mentions a biblical view of sexuality, right?
Yeah.
Well, somebody in the same-sex community, an activist, didn't like it, came after him. He lost his job. He was 35 years in the department, rises to become this big deal that he was gotten awards by Obama and all these things for. He was just like a hero. Lost his job because somebody said, you know what? You're a bigot. I don't like you.
Yeah.
And so we're living in a time where if you don't fight that, you know, the whole country is going to fall apart. You have to understand when we all have to fight together. Otherwise, we're all going to lose together. So basically, the Alliance Defending Freedom is doing that. They're winning. They won a number of times. They argued and won in Supreme Court level. But they do this for free. So if you come to them and say, I got a problem, they're not going to say, let's see the money.
Yeah.
You know, they're not to like some gumshoe that says, all right, give me $100 per diem and I'll see what I can do. No. They say, we will do this because it's right. So they depend on our donations. So I'm asking you folks to go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, and you'll see at MetaxasTalk.com, there's a banner.
Mm-hmm.
You can give at that banner. Every penny you give will be doubled. So this is why I'm urging you to do it now while there's a matching grant. If you don't do it now, it's not doubled. So once this is taken away, there's nothing I can tell you. So please go to the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com. Or, hey, here's a phone number, 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. Do the right thing, folks. If we do not vote with our dollars, if we don't give a little something, we can't really complain when religious liberty falls apart. By the way, when religious liberty falls apart, that's just a way of saying liberty falls apart. The country falls apart. These are these fundamental things that if you don't protect this, then the people that don't understand these things, that think you're a bigot for thinking biblically, they're going to win. And by the way, every American loses if those people win. This is not us versus them. This is about what the Constitution says. So go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner Alliance Defending Freedom. Before we come back with Michael Jr.,
yes,
Alvin, have I mentioned that my book launches today?
No. What? Which book is this now? You
it's
have about
a new,
like
it's a new book.
Now,
it's a humor
right?
book. It's meant to be fun. So I hope people will get this for their liberal friends.
Yes.
Because as a fun thing, it's like, say, come on, laugh a little bit. Come on. It's called Donald Drains.
Remember.
It's called Donald Drains the Swamp. It's the Donald the Caveman book. It's illustrated by my friend Tim Raglan. And by the way, he wrote it with me. So anybody who thinks, oh, that's clever, that's really funny, Eric. And I can say, like, well, guess what? Tim thought of that. Because Tim is. He's like, he's a genius. So it's based on a true story. And I hope people will say, you know, Eric, because the book's coming out today, we'd like to get a copy of the book today.
It's based on a true folk hero, right?
That's right. Yes. He's a folk hero. All right, folks, when we come back, we're talking to Michael Jr. And we'll be right back with Michael Jr. We're going to have some laughs with him.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542. And I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alvin, wake up.
Huh?
Wake up, Alvin.
Oh, boy.
You know, I told you, my pillow, it's so successful at getting people to sleep that even by bringing it into the studio, you fell asleep.
I'm telling you,
get it out of the studio.
Okay, this is not
a place to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep at home. Folks, this is what's happening with my pillow. It's so successful at getting people to sleep that I think it's dangerous. Anyway, the point is, if you want to go to sleep, Mike Lindell, the inventor of this dangerous, powerful thing called MyPillow, has a special offer for you, Eric Metaxas Show listeners. He's now offering you a buy one, get one free. Right now, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, it would be the perfect time. Call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or you go to MyPillow.com and use the code Eric or Eric Metaxas. But remember, these are powerful. You need to respect them, okay? MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric or Metaxas. Check it out.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Come on out, got to get it started. minutes. As promised, I'm continuing my conversation with Michael Jr. He's a comedian, but he's not just funny. He's more than funny. Well, and Michael Jr., if you ever need to use that phrase, more than funny, I want to say, you
awesome.
Give me 15% and
that
it's yours. Awesome. You know what I'm saying?
I love
because
it.
That's kind of a guy I am. All right, so you got a movie coming out October 18th. It's called More Than Funny, and
yes.
it's just in theaters one night. So if people don't see it that night,
yeah.
they probably won't see it.
They won't, I mean, you could go to Harlem and get a bootleg probably, but it'd be better for me if you went that night.
All right, when I last had you on this program, you told me about your experience at becoming a Christian. It's kind of a freaky, funny story. You realize it's a funny story.
No.
No,
like
you don't?
It seemed like I wasn't funny.
If people listen to part one with you, they'll hear that, because we're not going to rehash that nonsense.
Yeah.
All right, I've had enough of that.
It happened.
But so you went to, when you first went to Air Bernard's church, you mm-hmm. first, is the first time you saw kind of normal people in a church environment? You had grown up with a lot of screaming, unattractive people in church?
It was a lot of screaming and yelling and jumping around. Like, I was 7 years old, and church lasts like 6 hours, and I remember one time, I was in church and there was a dead body in the front, right? And nobody explained to me, it's a funeral, it's not church. I'm thinking, that's how they do church. Like, this is normal. But then I asked my grandma, I was like, Grandma, what happened to the man in the box? And her whole explanation was, well, he's in a better place. And I'm thinking, well, what kind of box did he live in before? Like there was no explanation for, like, it just made no sense. And nobody was teaching and nobody was explaining in a way that I understood it. So I just stayed away from it. Until the story from the show earlier
uh-huh.
that you should watch.
What kind of a box was he in before?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Cool.
Does your daughter know that's funny?
You're just going to announce it, your reaction? You're not actually going to laugh?
No, I don't laugh.
You're just going to announce
it? I don't have time. Life is too short.
Cool.
You have to steward your time for God's purposes. Laughter is just a waste.
So when you get cut off in traffic, you just yell out the horn. You do that too. You don't even.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
And sometimes I just say the H because why do you need to say the whole word? You know what I'm saying? Life
yeah.
is too short.
Yeah.
And now look, so you're a professional comedian. You've been a professional comedian your whole adult life.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't know is comedy is hard. It's not just like you get up there and bust some jokes. Like, you really got to think about it. You got to write all the jokes, then you got to memorize them, and then you got to go up in front of people and be funny.
Test the material out. Make sure it actually works, because if it doesn't, then you'll know it pretty quick, because comedy is the only craft that the audience can't lie to you about. I mean, think about it. If you get up there and sing, you have no way of telling for sure if they loved it. And afterwards, what do they say to you? Oh, it was great.
It was
You're
great.
Awesome. And
yeah.
it could have been miserable, because they yeah. don't want that awkward moment either.
Yeah.
But in comedy, you're on stage. If the joke doesn't work,
right.
there's no way for the audience to collectively say, hey, everybody, let's make them feel better.
Right.
By laughing at this joke together, ready, go. You can't do it.
I had the only time anything like that has happened to me is Larry David, who of course mm-hmm. co-created Seinfeld with what's his name? Seinfeld?
Jerry Lewis.
And they co-create anyway, Larry David did something on Broadway. It was called like A Fish in the Dark or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Larry way back when, before he was famous, mm-hmm. right? But right before Seinfeld and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked my humor. And so we became friends. He took me to the Friars Club. We were hanging out, whatever. And then we kind of lost touch. And I, but you know, when he did this thing on Broadway, this was a couple of years ago, I kind of thought, you know, I can go backstage and say hello. And I know it would like really freak him out because he knows I'm a Christian. And that you know, that freaks certain people out.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me if I care. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah,
I thought, okay, I'm going to go backstage. And I watched the play. It's a comedy. And I hated it so much, I could not go backstage.
Wow.
And I know Larry doesn't listen to this program, so it's free. I could tell you that story. But
I did a show, right, with George Carlin. You know, before.
What? Say what?
Yeah.
George Carlin.
George Carlin, you know, before he died. I didn't, afterwards, it would have been.
Oh.
Yeah. So I did this show with George Carlin, and he did 15 minutes on why you shouldn't say God bless. Like 15 minutes just on that subject. And I went on after him. And I said, ladies, wow, George Carlin, man, God bless him.
Gotten the biggest laugh ever.
Yeah, they just cried laughing. It was
yeah.
so much fun.
But, and because that's such a lame joke, but they still laughed. That's the
yeah,
important thing.
That's the real thing.
Well, wait, so, but you're right. I mean, because I do a lot of speaking, what you just said, when I'm sometimes I will preach, sometimes I will speak, but I'll always do funny stuff.
You have to.
And that's the only way I can know if they're tracking with me.
Absolutely.
Because it has happened at times when I'm talking like pretty serious and I'm not getting anything back. Like I don't know what's going on. And you feel like because I'm not getting the laughs, I feel like the audience is not with me. Laughter is the only way you can guarantee, that they're tracking.
Absolutely. Because you know they're there.
But you're absolutely right. If anything else, you really have no way of knowing. I mean, you can do a brilliant play, and if it's not a comedy, you're like, did they love it? Did they hate it? I don't know.
You don't know. And then you just got some critics who are going to write something about it. Like if the people – that's why I like comedy so much. You'll know immediately, and you'll know immediately if you should probably get another job. So I get some comedians who ask me questions, especially new comedians. They'll say stuff like, how can I really make it in comedy? And this is my advice. I said this yesterday on a radio show that was way more fun than this one.
Yeah.
I said, there's no such thing as a pure stand-up comedian. There just isn't. I mean, there's some really, really, really funny guys, but to say to yourself, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian only is actually a ticket to misery. What I mean by that is comedy is a vehicle. It's not a destination.
Like now, why do you say that? Because I'm thinking of people who did comedy grow, you know, and that was their only thing. So what do you mean by that? A vehicle to what?
Well, a vehicle to something greater than just making people laugh. Because if you think about some of the greats in comedy, think about the end. Like, what did it look like at the end?
I don't want to think about that.
Or did they suddenly try to attach themselves to something bigger? Like one of the greats, I know people don't like to call him one of the greats anymore, was Bill Cosby.
There's no doubt in the world of comedy he's one of the greats.
Right, one of the greats. But towards the end of his career, before all that other stuff jumped off, he actually started going to communities, mainly black communities, and talking to people about how important it is to make sure you're doing the right things. Yeah. He's 70-something years old at this point, but he realized, like, what did I do? I just made a bunch of people laugh? Like people at a certain point, you start to say, "Wait, what?" Even with actors, you say to yourself, "Wait, what did I really do?" I'm sure bankers and everybody else are like, "What did I do?" Because they have all of this set up, and they haven't delivered a real punchline at all. Yeah,
I like this idea. Now I got to ask you: Do you who were your influences growing up when you were a kid? You're not that much younger than me. So when you were a kid, who were the people that you said, I want to do that? I find that guy's funny. Or did you know as a kid you wanted to be a comedian? What were you thinking as a kid?
Yeah, when I was 3 years old, I used to watch you or listen to you on just in general.
Yeah, that's very funny.
And
that's hilarious.
You were old back then, so it was hard for me to track with you. So
I thank God I'm younger now.
Yeah, that is awesome, man. Is that your walker back there?
Okay. Now, wait a second. Cool. We're practically the same age, but because you shaved your hair off, nobody could tell if it's gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an old Indian trick, and I'm not falling for it. Who were your – come on, your influences growing up, who were they?
Let me just finish this little comment we just had. Because you just put your hair on, nobody could tell.
No, I'm very open with my audience. This is a well-fitted horsehair wig that I had commissioned – from a wig master. Mm-hmm. I said, money is no object. I want the finest wig money can buy. And he said, well, that's going to be horsehair because horsehair holds its value. Yes.
It's from the Kentucky Derby, too.
And I got to meet the
third
horse.
Place.
And it was a very intelligent horse. And I said, I want that on my head. So they killed the horse. And it took a lot of time. But they said that, Eric, they said, it's expensive, but it's going to hold its value. If you want to resell that wig someday, you probably get most of the money that you paid for it. So that's what you're looking at right now.
Yeah, we're probably 9 seconds past that joke. You should have jumped in and said, hey, let's start the next subject.
What do you know about jokes? This is what I'm trying to ask you. Who were your influences?
So here's what gets really weird about this question, and I'm going to go ahead and answer. So this is weird. People don't understand. So when I first started doing comedy, it was the strangest thing. I'm doing comedy, and I completely lost my taste for watching comedy. Like, it's so weird. Like, I would be on TV trying to watch, or I would be...
This is when you first started doing comedy.
When I started doing comedy. Or I would be at the club, and, you know, in a New York, if you're at a club, you're only doing maybe at the most 10 minutes.
Right.
And the whole show is 2.5 hours long.
Right.
So I wouldn't watch any of the comedians before me, and I wouldn't watch any of the comedians after me. And there were some great comedians on the stage, and I figured out why, and I'll tell you why.
On the other side of the break.
Yeah.
Wow, you're the master of this art form. We'll be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
With Michael Jr.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
Sunshine, laughter, a rainbow love that lasted after the rain.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. I'm here with Michael Jr. Michael Jr., is this music too funky for you? You can't handle it?
Oh, it smells fine.
Okay, so you were just saying...
You got to say comedian Michael Jr. or people won't know. Like, you got to set it up.
Oh, not to be confused with the dramatist Michael Jr.?
Well, if people are listening, they're like, hey, I'm not sure who Michael Jr. is. And then I say something humorous, they're going to be like, well, that guy's a little off. You know what I mean? Like, if I dig into you a little more about the toupee.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Everybody knows it's a toupee. I'm not hiding anything.
It is. Right.
The point is, I'm proud of my toupee.
Yeah, he is proud.
And you're ashamed of yours.
I am. That's why I left it at home.
So tell me something. You said you stopped. When you started doing comedy, you were not interested in watching comedy.
So weird. Like, I just didn't have the... It was hard for me to stay at the clubs and continue to watch, and I couldn't get it. Like,
who told you you had to anyway?
Well, that's the move. Like, if you're at a comedy club and you go on stage, you need to kind of rub elbows with the other guys who are there.
Is that going to make you funnier or just get you more connections?
Well, it'll get you potentially more stage time because a lot of the comedians will have their own shows that they do throughout the city.
I got you. Okay.
So
for professional reasons, for networking reasons.
For that and just for learning. And I didn't understand why I didn't have a taste for it, but then... After some years went by and I really got my own voice and clearly know who I am in comedy,
right,
suddenly I wanted to watch comedy again. And I realized what was going on is I would have been influenced by those others.
That's
But not even knowing it. And even some of my friends, some that you would know, when I watched their comedy, I can see who they watched when they were coming up.
You could have ended up being like the Black Sam Kinison. And nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or I could have been smashing like fruit and stuff.
I don't see that happening.
I would have been Galabro or somebody.
That would have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch me smash some fruit.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. I'm going to ask you the question I asked you before because you didn't answer it. When you were a kid growing up and you're watching people on TV or whatever, who did you connect with and say, I think he's funny, I want to be like that?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I wasn't thinking about comedy.
Is that right? So you didn't watch, I don't know, J.J. Walker? You didn't watch, who the heck? I mean, didn't watch people on TV and find them funny?
All of my channels just have black shows on it? Is that what just happened right now?
Well, I just assumed that because you're a black comedian, you might have had some, black comedian forebears.
You assume I only watch
BET. Here's what you're going to tell me. Oh, Bob Newhart was my biggest influence.
No.
Maybe.
Bob
I don't
Barker.
Know.
Hilarious. No, because you about the dogs?
You are very cerebral.
Please get your dogs.
So I'm trying to ask you, who were your, like Stephen Wright has that cerebral thing
brilliant.
Going on. Well, I know he is.
Brilliant.
And you're a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Your hair's different, but you're a little bit like that.
Stephen Wright. It's my cousin. We're so close.
Really?
Not at
interesting.
All.
Interesting. Yeah. But you, so you don't have anybody like that that you'd say like that one or that
I'll
one?
I'll tell you who
one?
I love to watch right now, who is hysterical to me. Brian Regan is hysterical.
Yes, he is.
And
clean.
Jim Gaffigan's hysterical.
And Gaffigan is also clean. He's a Christian. I know Jim.
And
but I'm talking
Ellen,
about when you were a kid.
Ellen DeGeneres is hysterical.
Yes, and she's also clean.
She's just funny.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac was brilliant, too.
But come on, when you were a kid, you don't say yeah, I wanted to be, Richard Pryor. I wanted to be, you didn't, Eddie Murphy, anybody, nobody?
I used to listen to Eddie Murphy as a child. My parents had the album, and I remember them playing it really loud in the house, and everyone, even my dad's friends, everyone was laughing really hard. So that had a huge influence on me to hear him causing laughter in my house, and he wasn't even there. So that was a big deal. It was really, really big. I didn't study.
So let me get this straight. Eddie Murphy was not in your house growing up?
Not personally.
Hmm.
He wasn't there.
Interesting.
We didn't live in Beverly Hills.
But you had the technology. You could hear his humor.
I'm going to reset up that joke. We didn't live in Beverly Hills, but we had cops.
Uh-huh.
That's where I was trying to go.
Yeah.
And you threw the rhythm off.
That was good.
When you jumped in again.
Okay, so, but it's just interesting because normally people say, oh, growing up, the biggest influence was, whatever, Richard...
Nixon, absolutely.
Nixon.
Richard
Vaughn,
Nixon.
Vaughn Meter.
I will say that Richard Pryor changed the trajectory of comedy in a huge way.
Did you just say trajectory?
Nope. That's your equipment is messed up.
Okay, so, there are a number of people, Lenny Bruce and whatever, they took comedy in a different direction. It used to be joke, and then something happened and it became like social commentary. To some extent... that's too bad. Like, I think that there's some good stuff about that, but there's also something happened where, if you listen to Bob Hope, he would just do joke. And it was just something really sweet about that. And it's just something refreshing about just hearing somebody do jokes.
Yeah.
You know?
So for me, if somebody comes and they come to a Michael Jr. event, I want them to feel like, I want them to laugh. Like, my comedy, my show is 97% funny. But it's always about 3% something else, meaning something that in particular audience probably really needs either to encourage them or whatever the case is. And I never know what it is. It's never planned. Every show is completely different. So there's always something a little extra going on, whether it be, I don't know, it's just extra more times than
not. Extra.
Yeah, extra.
That's why you have a movie on October 18th called More Than Funny. Not extra funny, but more than funny. And it's coming October 18th in theaters. But it's just one night only.
It's one night only. It's funny. It's comedy. But then there's these three amazing stories in the middle of the jokes. This is a comedy special that has never been done like this before, ever, anywhere.
And it will never be done again because it's going to fail. So that's why you need to go to the theaters.
Yeah. Another way to say it's going to fail, it's going to Eric. That's probably what it's going to say. You could say it that way.
That was so cold.
You could say it like that.
I thought we used to be friends.
Oh, that's
well,
ridiculous.
All right, folks.
Unfortunately,
I got to do another segment with this guy. So please come with me, folks. Don't go. Don't go. Come back.
I'm going.
Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com. Hey there, it's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. The easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
This just isn't about my freedom. This is about everybody's freedom. When the government can come in and tell you what to do and what to think and what to create, and you have to choose between your livelihood and your faith, then we don't live in a free America.
That is Baronelle Stutzman, a grandmother and small business owner who's being sued by the ACLU and her state government. And if she loses, she could be on the hook to pay more than $1 million to her opponents. If this could happen to her, it can happen to you, which is why Alliance Defending Freedom exists. They provide free legal services to those whose freedoms are under attack, but they cannot do it without your help. Your gift of $100 will help Baronelle and Alliance Defending Freedom in this crucial fight. And thanks to a matching grant, your gift is doubled when you give right now. Click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770 or give now at MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Folks, I'm talking comedy with Michael Jr., who's a comedian, and he's got a movie coming out called More Than Funny, October 18th in theaters. You need to check it out. Go to morethanfunny.com.
Yes.
Okay, now, I just want to tell you.
Morethanfunnymovie.com.
Morethanfunnymovie.com?
Yeah, because the other one was too expensive.
All right, Morethanfunnymovie.com, but michaeljr.com is your website.
It is, michaeljr.com. That's my site, michaeljr.com.
That is incredible.
I know. I've been at this for a while.
Mm-hmm. Now, is michaelsenior.com or is it just michael.com?
That's a weird question.
Yeah, it makes you think. Because that's what comedy does, makes you think.
Makes me think about
now,
you.
Now, listen. We're talking about comedians. And when I grew up, I would watch the Dean Martin roasts.
No, you wouldn't. They didn't have TV.
Yeah, they did. It was a diesel. It was a crank, and they had a wood-burning TV. But they, you know,
listen to the roast. It was radio.
It was I'm like basically it. Your age. So I don't know what you're saying. But basically, I would watch those things. And to me, the funniest guys in there were Rich Little.
Mm.
I had him on this program also. But, I mean, his impressions are just
amazing.
Gold.
Amazing.
Right? And of course, Don Rickles, Foster Brooks, and Charlie Callis. Are you familiar with Foster Brooks and Charlie Callis?
No.
Is that true?
It is true.
I actually think that Foster Brooks and Charlie Callis are two of the funniest human beings ever in the history of comedy. And the only place I encountered them, they would be like on The Tonight Show or this or that, rarely. But Foster Brooks and Charlie Callis on the Dean Martin roast. Charlie Callis, try not – I mean – those are the only two comedians I can think of that you cannot not laugh. Like, cool. There's no way you are not going to laugh.
Is it weird that you bring a comedian on and you just talk about forever your other favorite comedians?
Yes, it's very weird.
Is your wife okay with you bringing up ex-girlfriends and stuff? Melissa was amazing.
No.
Like, you don't understand Melissa.
In all seriousness, though, I just find it fascinating that a comedian that you don't say, like, when I was growing up, there was this one and that one. Because there's a handful of people that I just think they're the gold standard. I always think of them.
Yeah, even in school, like, I wasn't the funny guy in school. Like, I wasn't a class clown. I grew up in a household where you had to, where grown folks are talking, you just listen. So if you ever see me at a party,
yeah,
first of all, it's not me. It's somebody who look like me because I don't like crowds of people.
Right.
But if it is me, I'm in the corner, very quiet, not saying anything, just looking and maybe taking notes. Because my comedy actually comes from when I was a kid, I used to struggle with my reading. Like, I couldn't sound words out phonetically. It was just really bad. So I have to look at words differently. Like, I'm talking about even in middle school. I'd have to look at the font size and the color, the positioning, what's in front of it, what's behind it, how people responded to it. I actually came up with 7 different ways to look at a word to determine what the word was.
No joke.
For real. Then I got really good at it to the point in high school, people didn't know I wasn't really reading. I was just working it out really, really fast. Now as an adult, I read just fine. But Eric, I still got this ability to look at words and people and situations 7 different ways almost immediately. And that's the primary place I pull my comedy from.
You know what you are, right? You're a genius. Yeah, I'm not kidding. You're a genius. You have an ability to see. I remember when I heard you do comedy at one point, you went into this in depth. You told this story. And I realized that that's just a freaky gift, like what you have. It is. It could be a curse, but it's a gift in your case. You're using it. I mean, right? Like, because sometimes people, they don't ask to see things the way they see them.
Right.
It's just a kind of a gift, but you're able to turn it into comedy.
You're the first person to call me a genius. It really kind of touched me a little bit. For real.
I promise you I'll be the last. Okay. Because people need to be geniuses themselves to recognize genius.
I'm going to Apple to fill out applications. I'm working at the bar. See if I can make the bar now. I'm going to pass the bar.
No, but I mean, I try not to use words like that lightly. I think it's true. I think that you have an outrageous gift, and that's what enables you to be funny. Even the way you talk about humor, you're thinking about it, you're looking at it from these different – you know, a lot of comedians, it's just an instinctive thing, and they have never thought about it. They just know how to do it.
Well, there's two things that I've learned that really – so whenever someone laughs, they retain more information, right? They just simply do. They retain like at least – I think it's 38% more information. That's why Super Bowl commercials are so funny. They always make them funny because they want you to remember their product. Well – So when I do comedy, if their hearts are open, I like to make a deposit. So even, for example, in the movie, More Than Funny, we're making a deposit. We're strategically making a deposit in the people, even though it's 97% funny. But people will be moved as a result of this. Like, there's 8-year-olds who come to my shows who are laughing and then even crying as a result of some of the stuff that we share in between the jokes.
And they stop drinking and drugging and they go into comedy.
They do.
Even the 8-year-olds. You
8-year-olds.
Them.
Yeah, we're reaching the 8-year-olds and saying, hey, you need to get your life together.
I'm just fascinated that I want to ask you like a simple question like that you would ask any comedian, like, who are your influences growing up? You're kind of telling me you didn't have any.
Now, I respect a bunch of comedians and really enjoy watching them now, but think about the word influence, meaning they influenced my style. Like, they caused me to change my direction, and it didn't really happen. I just had my own. I just stayed away from it, but I didn't want to. I just literally couldn't. I just didn't have the desire. It was weird. But now, looking back at it in retrospect, I'm really happy because the way I'm doing comedy hasn't been done before. Not the comedy itself, but the but the extra stuff that we're doing in between the jokes.
Right. Well, you you also realize, though, that influences, if they're good, they help you find your own voice as opposed to kind of overwhelm you. You know what I mean? Like, so they help you maybe know what's possible in terms of comedy or something like that. And I have that in writing a little bit. But it's a fine line, because you do feel like some people are just retreads of something else.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe that is their voice, and they just responded to somebody else.
So that line that people say all the time, and I really like the line where they talk about you're only going to be as successful as your five closest friends or whatever, right? So if that's the case with friends, who's the five people? Like, who else? Who you're listening to? Because we have eye gates, ear gates. Everything's going to come in, and then it's going to show up. So
you're way too cerebral. You'll never succeed in comedy. I'm just telling you right now.
Because I don't do comedy under the influence.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Under influence.
No,
it is so.
No. I am really fascinated, because I remember when I heard you do comedy a number of years ago, I remember thinking you are somebody who thinks very differently. You're looking at things from different angles. And that's really what makes you not only who you are, but it gives you your comedy. So I'm just fascinated.
I don't
fascinated.
Even try sometimes. I'm at a grocery store.
Just who you are.
I'm at a grocery store. I'm going to do this before the music gets too loud. I'm at a grocery store and buying some food, and the lady behind the counter is like, hey, do you want to give some money to feed the hungry? And my first thought was, well, that's what I'm doing right now. I just bought some hamburger meat.
For my family. Yeah. I get it. We're going to be right back a couple of seconds.
You can't just say I get
with,
it. You have to laugh,
I think I laughed. With Michael Jr.
Hello? I just don't see how my life can get any better.
What's going on? Why are you feeling that way?
It's everything. It just feels like everything around me is falling apart. If something doesn't change soon, I just don't know what else I can do.
You're doing something right now by talking about it. What's something you're concerned about right now?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to the comedian Michael Jr., not to be confused with the architect Michael Jr. I want to be very clear up front.
There's a janitor Michael Jr.
And there's everybody named Michael Jr., but
Michael Jordan got a son. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
But he's got a son.
Did you name all your five kids George?
Nope.
Oh, that's
George.
That's George Foreman. I always get you guys confused. He named all his kids George.
I named my kids Grill, and he stole that from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you some final questions. You're not going to tell us your last name. You're not interested in that. You don't have.
I have a movie coming out.
Is that right?
There's a movie October 18th. One
so
night
that's
only.
Like a moving picture.
More than funny
with sound.
It's a
more
movie.
than funny. Now, it does seem to me, though, that this movie, obviously it's funny, but you're asking people to think about their lives and what their purpose is in life.
But not just that. Here's what I didn't mention before. At the end of the movie is a ridiculous, unexpected call to action for people to make a decision to be a punchliner. A punchliner is a person who's looking for an opportunity to give, but you can't give money. Because money is not a punchline. It's only the result of you using your setup. In case this is a different show, right? So I should probably set this up again. How are you going
to
do this?
No, listen. People are going to listen to these shows back to back probably.
Okay.
But I just love the idea that you think of, I mean, because look, even Aristotle talked about, I'm Greek, so I could talk about Aristotle.
Okay.
He the idea that there's this, there's a thesis, an antithesis, and a synthesis. There's an underlying structure to every narrative, to every story, and jokes are just like that.
Absolutely.
And there's like, you could say it's a formula, but it's more than a formula. It's the structure that undergirds reality, and you are harnessing that not just to be funny, but to get to people to think about their lives.
Absolutely.
As a joke.
Absolutely. This thing happened recently. There was two things that happened at one of my shows. It's crazy. One of the scenes in the movie is going to blow you back. This is a comedy special. We're doing stand-up comedy. So I'm doing comedy at this homeless shelter because we do comedy at homeless shelters before we do the big show that night. So I'm at this homeless shelter, and while I'm on stage, this guy walks in who's not a homeless guy, but he's somebody I feel like I should meet. So I go meet him. His name is John Ramsey. I ask him, hey, what do you do? What are you doing here at the homeless shelter? He said, well, I help homeless people who are living in the woods. I take them food and water. And I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, can I go with you one time? So this is part of the film. Like, you see me on an ATV with this guy going into the woods
to feed the homeless who live in the woods.
To feed homeless, to take them toiletries and do all of that stuff. This is in the middle of the comedy special. October 18th, people, don't forget. So we're on our way into the woods. Now, what we don't know is coming out of the woods, this is this lady and her family.
I thought you were going to say you saw Bigfoot. All right, no. Lady and her family coming out of the woods.
Yeah. Lady and her family. Her son had big feet, if that helps you.
No.
Track.
No.
So they just got kicked out of the woods by city enforcement.
Oh, wow. So they were living in the woods, and the city enforcement says you cannot live here.
Yes. So they're leaving. And as we're pulling up in the ATV, they think we're city enforcement. So she starts saying, we're leaving. John Ramsey gets out. She recognizes him. He says, hey, I'm John Ramsey. And this lady falls into his arms and starts crying. Like, you're done when you see this.
This is in the film?
This is in the comedy
special. October 18th?
This is in the middle
of More Than Funny?
In the middle of the jokes, we share that story.
MoreThanFunnyMovie.com?
MoreThanFunnyMovie.com.
All right, you know what? We're out of time. I'm sorry we're out of time, Michael Jr. It's just a joy to be with you. Thank you for coming to the studio, and thanks for what you do.
You're awesome, man. I'm going to stay here until I get that check. Though.
Stay here. Okay.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.